He's been on the Mindy Project. He tours all over the country. Let's hear it now for Chinadu Unaka.
All right. That's good. How you guys doing? This is good. Quiet down. I got 10 minutes. Shout out to the black people up front, Rosa Parks, man. This is it. We did it, man. It's the dream, front row seats. It's been a good year trying to communicate better with the opposite sex. I'm using more emojis, you know? Oh, yeah. Emojis can save a relationship, you know? I got a romantic soul, but I'm real cheap. But now, because of emojis, every girl I text get roses. Flowers, bouquets, chocolate, shoes, the whole nine, man. If you're really cute, I'll wake up early and I'll text you breakfast, you know? We gotta try it. She'll go to work bragging to her friends. Look at Chinadu. He don't woke up early and text me eggs. He don't start work till 8 p.m. Woke up early and text me sausages. I get y'all to awkward situations. I was dating this one girl, and I really liked her, man. But she texted me she loved me. I think she got drunk. And I didn't feel the same way yet, but I want to argue, make her feel bad. So I text her back a yellow heart. Because yellow hearts don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? That's like a get well soon, right? Good luck with that disease. She texted me a question mark. I was like, man, purple heart, you know? So thank you for your service, but no, thank you. She said, oh. I like smart girls. Smart girls is my thing, you know? Can't date girls that ruin movies, you know? One time I was watching movies, this one girl, she's like, why does Spider-Man always gotta be in New York? And I'm like, that's the foundation of the fucking movie, you know? She's like, why can't it be in a small town? Like, small towns need love. I'm like, there's not enough buildings in small towns. Nobody trying to watch Spider-Man fly from Chipotle to Wells Fargo, trying to see that shit. It's not enough crime, just 2 hours of jaywalking tickets, trying to see that shit. I like sports. That's my thing right now. Steph Curry, you know, I'm a big fan. Yeah, you can clap for him. Why not? I like Curry. My only issue was Curry, he signed to Under Armour. I think it's a horrible shoe brand for the best basketball player to be signed to. That like Lamar Odom. Yo, congrats, Lamar Odom, after all that drama. I'm proud of you, man. But Steph Curry, you know, I knew it had to be a catch. Apparently, one of the stories I heard, Curry was signed to Nike the first 3 years of his career, right? But he used to write "to do all things" on the side of his shoe. And Nike's like, hey man, could you not write that on the side of your shoe? Not everybody who buys our shoes believe in God. And Curry was like, no. Under Armour was like, hey man, you can write where the fuck you want on our shoes, right? And Curry's like, I ain't know y'all made shoes, but dope, right? Now mind you, when Curry left Nike, he was averaging 19, 20 points a game. If they knew Steph Curry was gonna be Steph Curry today, averaging 32 and maybe like three quarters, man, Nike would have stitched a crucifix in a time. And when you squeeze it, holy water comes out. So wipe off your sins and sweat. Can go to Foot Locker Wednesdays, now they have Bible study, you know? It's all about money. Yeah. Hope Curry saves Curry. Hope we have no dark secrets. I think the black community could take another hit to our role models. Yeah. We all see what happened to Cosby, man. Yeah, man. You guys think Cosby did it? Clap if you think Cosby did it. Clap if you think he didn't do it. Clap, you think you did like 60-80% of that shit. See, I'm with that crowd, for sure. For sure he did some. Cause he's suing 7. I'm like, motherfucker, there's 63, you know? I don't know, man. I was such a Cosby fan, I doubted like the first 5, but they just kept coming. I'm like, damn, I think he did it, you know? My dad was like 11, 12. Right? He's a bigger fan than me. Then he finally came around. He's like, well, if he did do it, it's gonna ruin his legacy. I'm like, yeah, Cosby's not the nice guy we all thought he was, right? I thought Cosby went home at the end of the day, folded his sweater, and just went to bed, but it's not the case, man. He put on a leather jacket and went out there quaaluding, you know? One thing is true, if you think about it, Cosby is now a greater actor than we all thought. So I just watched the college show thinking, man, Ben, Bill Cosby is lucky. He gets to play a guy on TV that's not too far from who he is as a person. But let's not put Dr. Huxtable on trial here. Dr. Huxtable wouldn't have drugged them girls, right? They're getting like antibiotics, but we wouldn't have drugged them. Okay? This shows how talented Cosby was. They could play such a timeless character on television screen. But if he did it, at the end of the day, be a monster, man, you know? That's like Hitler playing Uncle Joey on Full House. You'd be like, God damn it, man. I think he'll look a fool off Uncle Joey, you know? This show a lot of range, that's all I'm saying. We look up Dr. Cosby, man. A lot of comedians did. He's a good comedian, good actor, you know? A lot of us try to get into acting to make more money doing stand-up. And some of my friends are like, hey, man, if you want to book more roles, you got to watch more TV. So all I watch is like sports and Law and Order, you know? It's my favorite show. You ever notice on that show, the molester and the rapist is always a white dude? Like, that's just fucked up. But as a black dude, I'm happy. Because we have enough negative stereotypes. I'm glad we get to avoid the racist molester stereotype or rapist, you know. But as a black actor, I'm like, come on, man, let's get some of this molestation money. That's not fair. I got bills too, you know. Jared's not helping from Subway, right? You guys think Jared did it? Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. Anybody think Jared didn't do it? Clap if you think Jared didn't do it. You see that? There's nobody on the other side. You know why? Because in America, the way it works, Jared is not talented enough to be innocent, man. You know? If Jared could moonwalk while making sandwiches, it'd be a full-on debate. You still eating Subway, bro? You ain't gotta lie, man. I was going to boycott, I was, but it wouldn't be fiscally responsible. $5 foot loans, we gotta forgive, man. You know what I'm saying? Is that like the Cheesecake Factory? Yo, fuck the Cheesecake Factory, man. $5 foot long, shit. Nobody's perfect, you know? My friend's like, yo, you hear about Jared? And he want me to guess. I thought he joined ISIS at the time, right? It was like a lot of Americans joining ISIS, which is stupid, but it makes you think, what the hell is ISIS giving us that got us going over there and joining them? And I think ISIS might be paying off school loans. You know? If they are, I need to know, yeah. I'm not saying I would join ISIS to pay off school loans, but shit. I go to orientation, you know what I'm saying? I'll hear them out. For all I know, I got slapped Donald Trump. Shit, I slapped Donald Trump for ISIS, man. I slapped Donald Trump for a Subway sandwich. You know what I'm saying? All right, that's my time, man. Keep going for your host, appreciate it.
Specifically.